Because it'd say puke and we'd say no.
Barf.
So they came up with barf. We're gonna barf.
Anything else? Exhausted the possibility.
No, I don't, not exhausted, but I think that's enough. Go to the next question.
I thought you might be able to appreciate some of these others who were listed.
Yes, well, I would.
Skin a goat.
God.
Heave up.
Heave, I've heard heave.
What?
Cack.
Cack.
Spew. Cascade. Blow lunch. I like that.
Oh.
Okay. Well, what about somebody who's like that? You say he's sick where?
To his stomach.
To his stomach, yeah, he's sick.
Except I always say, at my stomach, not to my stomach.
What about if you met an old friend, haven't seen him in a long time, what would you probably say to him if I didn't see him?
Let's go have a drink.
Or... not exactly what I was expecting, but...
Hello. How are you?
Have you ever heard anybody around here say something like, "Well, we'd be mighty proud to have you over," or something like
mighty
that?
Mighty proud to have you over?
No.
That's not really our talk here. No.
But you do hear it around here?
I have heard it, and of course it's hard to distinguish what you have heard from what you've read.
Yeah.
And what?
You say,
because we don't say we're mighty proud, but I've heard people say it.
Well, what about if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly and people figure he's getting serious about her, you say he's doing what?
Now, I know there's sparking, courting, and all that, but they're getting serious and dating seriously. I'd say dating seriously, wouldn't you? We're talking about as of now.
Getting serious.
As of now, they're getting serious or dating seriously.
Well, you would say that he is her...
a boyfriend, not Swain or Quarter or anything like that. I'd say he's your boyfriend, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. And she is his...
girlfriend.
What about
however, you? Over around the university, we have some of the other kind. Two boyfriends together and two girlfriends together. You know what I mean?
What would be the expression, say, if the younger brother saw his older brother come in with lipstick all over his collar and said, "Oh, you've been..."
Courting, I don't think.
Kissing.
I don't think courting is a term that's used anymore much. It's
you've been kissing, smooching. Smooching is old.
It's not as old as courting, I don't think.
No, it isn't.
Smooching.
Making out is the day term.
That would probably be the. Or trying to make out. I think making out is the
no,
ultimate.
No, making out, no, it's not the ultimate.
It is not?
No.
How come you know all these things I don't know?
Because I talk to my friends that have younger children.
You mean making out is just hugging and kissing?
Yeah, I always thought, boy, that's terrible to say that. But no, it's just hugging and kissing, like courting and...
and spooning and sparking. Okay, we've now learned something.
Well, what about if he asked her to marry him, but she doesn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
I'd say she refused the contract. Negated it. Oh, she refused him.
Turned him down? Or if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got
married?
What do you call the...